You're listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, March 16th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Today is National Corn Dog Day.
Yum.
You know, because, you know, let's get all the other crap out of the way. Let's talk about the important stuff.
I actually had a link that it was over the weekend as well.
Huh. Well, it was
on
started
Friday.
25 years ago. Yeah, in Oregon. Over all 25 right. years ago.
I'm okay with having corn dogs twice in a couple
yeah.
days.
All right. Yes or BS about corn dogs. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yes or BS. Yes or BS. A traditional corn dog actually has no corn in it. Yes or BS.
BS.
That would be correct. The batter, of course, is covered in its deep fried cornmeal. Yeah. One hot dog, yes or BS, has over 1,000 calories. Yes.
Yes.
Well, it depends how big it is, but an average corn dog is only about 250 calories. The hot dog in the middle is responsible for about 150 of those. In Australia, they're called Pluto pups. Yes or BS?
I believe that.
Australians refer to them as Dippy dogs and Dagwood dogs and also Pluto pups.
That's cute.
Yeah, there you go. Jimmy Dean now sells a breakfast corn dog. Yes or BS?
That's so out there. I'll say yes.
They do. It's called pancakes and sausage on a stick.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. If you're wondering whether it has to be a hot dog to qualify as a corn dog, Wikipedia says any type of sausage counts. Wikipedia. So.
Huh.
Okay. So sausage on a stick, corn dog.
I bet there's a lot of people out there saying, who is this Jimmy Dean? He makes good sausage breakfast stuff.
He's the guy that you hear his voice on these commercials. But don't know that he's actually dead.
Yes.
He's actually dead.
He is dead.
We, conversely, are very much alive. And here today, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's up?
Courtney Cox has been brushing up on her TikTok skills with help of her 15-year-old daughter, Coco Arquette.
Good for Courtney. That's awesome.
But while the mother-daughter duo have previously recorded some iconic TikToks.
Yeah.
And they've done them together.
Yeah.
Courtney's going solo. For her latest video, she took to Instagram to show off her dance skills. She captioned her video, could this be why Coco and Johnny are socially distancing themselves from me? Hashtag bored. Hashtag quarantine.
Yeah.
But not everyone got her latest TikTok video.
No.
In the comments, her former friend's co-star, Matthew Perry.
Also her former friend's husband.
That's true.
On Friends.
Her work husband.
Her work husband.
Yes, he seemed a little confused by the whole thing. And he commented, hi, honey. What the hell just happened?
You have to do that like Chandler, though. Hi, honey.
Hi, honey. What the hell just happened?
There you go. See? There you go.
I'm sorry. What the hell just happened?
you know what? Even better. Even I like your take, too. Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, the Friends thing is happening. Uh-huh. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
A clip show.
It's a clip show.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to be, you know, scripted, as they call it in Hollywood. Going to be coming this fall. And I don't know, is that really worth getting HBO Max for?
No.
I'm just like, you know, $14 a month.
I don't know.
You know, unless they give it to me free for buying something, you know, like Apple TV. Apple TV Plus, I don't know that I would buy it. I don't know that I would pay for it.
Apple TV Plus?
Yeah, the one I get for free because I bought an iPhone last year.
Oh.
So you get a year free to watch Jennifer Aniston, speaking of Friends, on her show.
I need to watch that. I only saw like two episodes or three episodes.
With
Steve Carell.
Yeah. I'm thinking like Steve, what's his name? He's Michael on The Office. What the hell's his name?
Oh, that guy.
Who would be having a field day.
Yes, he would.
Yeah. How do they treat that working at home, Michael, huh? How do they treat that, huh? Dunder Mifflin.
All right, before he hooked up with Katy Perry in 2016, Orlando Bloom was celibate for 6 months.
He was what?
On purpose.
He was what? Mm-hmm. I've been celibate for 6 years. Six months or 6 years.
Well, Katy Perry, you know, French fries to whatever. I mean,
oh, my
God. I guess
God.
It was.
Was that the
meant
first time they met or the second time they met?
That was the first time, I think.
First time? Well.
So, wow. Pro Surfer.
6 months. You did say 6 months, six not months. 6 years.
Yes.
I don't know why I heard 6 years, because that sounds like a lot.
Jeez.
It does.
Your mind went to the worst case scenario.
It did. That's where it's at these days.
Well,
anyway.
Pro Surfer Laird Hamilton suggests it to Orlando that if you want to be serious about a relationship, go celibate for a few months and figure it out.
Wow.
So it takes away the idea of going to a party and thinking, who am I going to meet? And so he went on to say, I was suddenly like, oh, I can have a relationship with a woman that's just friends.
Well, that probably taught Orlando Bloom a lot of things. He probably had a little issue with that.
So,
and it,
you know,
kept him out of the
benefits.
Me Too category, too, I'm sure, for a while there. That's about the right same time, right? So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
So instead of going out trying to hit on women's, he was home hitting on something else.
So he got a bottle of lotion. And
whoa, that's a little too much information. I don't know that I wanted to know that.
I bet the lotion's off the shelves, too.
Yeah, but that's for the dry hands from the sanitizer.
Sure.
See, mine are really dry.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
All right. If I'm going to be quarantined, I'm getting the lotion.
Oh, my God. You're terrible. You're terrible.
All right, so Orlando took his advice, and he even went further than he originally planned.
Yeah.
So Orlando, Mr. Bloom, he said, I was going to do 3 months, but I was really enjoying the way I was relating to women and the feminine within myself.
Oh, well, okay. It's good he got in touch with the feminine side, too. Because
yeah, but he'd never let it go, grab on and never let go.
You know who's in touch with her feminine side?
I don't know. Halle Berry?
Yeah, I think so.
What a shocker.
There's times I'd like to be in touch with her feminine side, too. But,
I'm
you
sure
know,
you
just,
would.
I mean, you know, metaphysically.
Help me, Halle Berry. You're my only hope. Come train me, please. I have to say it. She's never going to hear it, and she's never going to do it. But...
I mean, you know, and that would be amazing if somebody knows Halle Berry and would want to surprise us. Is there a knock at the door yet? No. No.
No. Not even the donut delivery man is going to show up here today.
I'm off donuts for a while.
I know.
So. I can't go anywhere, so, you know, I can't go out and get them. They don't deliver donuts here. That's just one of those bad things. They don't.
They might start.
No, I doubt it. I doubt it.
I bet Rolling Pin's still in business, though.
We'll see. We'll see. Yep. Anyway, all right. So there you go. Orlando Bloom, happy surfing.
He didn't have to surf anymore. He didn't have to solo surf anymore.
Yeah, he's got that
he's
one.
He's blooming. He's a blooming idiot.
Well, I wouldn't call him an idiot.
No.
His future wife is a multimillionaire, and he doesn't have to work another day in his life. All right, we're out of here. We, unfortunately, have to work the rest of the days of our lives. So
yes.
Have yourself a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.